Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. We are broadcasting live, as always, from Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you, and it'll be an interesting show as you and I power through with sniffles, sneezes, and who knows what else, but we will persevere because sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do when we don't want to do them when we're fighting strep throat. So that's okay. We love all of our listeners, and we're here for you.
Anybody who has kids will appreciate the fact that they're little germ factories and they love to share. So little Zoe brought us home a little present, and now we both are, as Julie said, hitting the antibiotics. But who cares? Because we live by our credo, which is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And with that in mind, we have an absolutely fantastic show for you guys today. So I'm going to share with you an observation I've made from having been in real estate, been in coaching, Julie and I both, for 2 decades. This time of year, if we're just being honest, there are just a lot of headwinds. But most of the headwinds that you're experiencing are in your head. Most of the headwinds you're experiencing are actually having to do with your mindset. And I'll give you a for example. Now, you will really be able to tell starting in about 2 or 3 weeks. But for the most part, even a really good agent starts to mentally and emotionally cut back this time of year. In other words, they lose their intensity. They lose their frostiness, as our Marine friends will tell you. That's something they call being forward deployed on the front lines, you know, doing your best to stay alive and protect your friends and protect your fellow Marines. They say, stay frosty. And a lot of agents this time of year, they lose their frostiness. Now, there's nothing wrong with that to a degree. So, yeah, this time of year, enjoy your family. Take some downtime. This time of year, plan on maybe going on that vacation between, you know, Christmas and New Year's. This time of year, plan on taking a week off for Thanksgiving. All that is really, really critically important for, you know, for you to basically make sure that you're taking care of your family. Or if you don't have family, if you're just a sole practitioner and you're, you know, you live by yourself, well, that could be a blessing too, because there's a lot of other people that you can be making a contribution to. Back when Julie and I moved out of Ohio and it was around the holidays, it was just Julie and I and our dogs. Before we had Zoe, what we would do is we'd go volunteer different places, things to get us involved and make it feel like we're making a contribution. You guys can do the same thing. So no matter what your situation is familially, this is still relevant. You got to be mindful of your mindset and make sure that you're not allowing what we like to call, you know, the popular term is toxic people to enter into your life and kill your dreams and your ambitions. Because here's what happens. If you guys go too far off the rails this time of year, if you go, you know, if you go into hibernation mode and you go too deep in your cave, just whatever little kind of picture thing you can have in your head, it'll be really, really difficult to remotivate yourself and get you going again next year. You guys get me with this? So I beg you, do not go do what 90% of the agents out there do, and do not go into hibernation mode. Stay engaged. Stay focused. Coaching clients, get back to your 90-day massive action plan. We prescribed that to you at the beginning of last month. Actually do the work. Schedule ahead of time the days you're not going to be working. You know, that's great for the, you know, rest of the year. But work on the days you're supposed to be working. That way you have incredible momentum going into next year. When you do what other people don't want to do, when they don't want to do it, you're going to experience things in life that they can only dream about. Please take this seriously. So when Julie and I were thinking about the topic for today, we were kind of reflecting on the fact that if you are of the strongest mindset, if you have the strongest goals and ambitions, you have your plans, you have your everything surrounding you, you are still going to experience headwinds this time of year from people we like to refer to as toxic, dream killers, people that without knowing it, sometimes they're your friends and your family, people that love you, people that you love, they're going to be the toxic people, they're going to be the dream killers, or sometimes it's just strangers. Or hell, nowadays you could even have toxic people that you're running to online. I mean, they're just everywhere, aren't they? But this time of year, again, they are out in force. And so we're going to talk about some of the psychology behind that, and we're also going to share with you guys some really powerful techniques to make it so you don't get pulled into that, so you can have great momentum going into next year. Do yourself a favor and pay very close attention. Be introspective, and some of you guys are going to discover, you'll deny it at first, but some of you will discover that you are the toxic person that's killing the dreams of other people And you know what? This is your opportunity to stop that sort of, you know, really insane behavior. So, Julie, let's just jump right in. And you could start with your quote, and let's get to the first point.
Yes, I was just about to say you're working ahead. That was one of my points, but that's okay. So here's the quote. Toxic people attach themselves like cinder blocks tied to your ankles and then invite you for a swim in their poisoned waters. That is a quote from John Mark Green. I mean, I thought that kind of summed it up in one sentence, right? So, you know, this was actually today's podcast is a popular request. We had several people write in and say that they were dealing with this. Can we address it? So that's what we're doing today. So point number one, prune the weeds before they grow. Have systems in place to identify what we call early warning signs before the weeds take over your relationship, before they take over the garden. In real estate, this means pre-qualifying 100% of your buyers and sellers for motivation, time frame, and level of cooperation. Use your buyer and seller pre-qual scripts without exception. Now, that doesn't mean that people aren't going to slip through the cracks now, and then we call that sending their representative. You know, they interview well, and then you find out who they really are when they're in contract. That does happen from time to time. But by and large, you want to prune those weeds before they grow. You can only do that when you're using real scripts, asking real questions, and actually listening to the answers.
But
how many of our listeners right now either don't have a script, aren't using it, or aren't using it consistently? Back to you.
Let's slightly expand on that. So when Julia is basically saying prune the weeds before they grow, she's bringing into one of a very salient real estate point we talked about all the time, you know, become a master at the art of pre-qualification and use our scripts. Our scripts are basically your paint by number when it comes to learning how to be a master at the art of pre-qualification. Okay, quick story time. I'm going to tell you guys a quick story. So I'm talking to my beautiful wife the other day, and we're talking to her about Zoe. And Zoe is doing color, you know, she's painting, she's three, right? She's three in January. So she's doing a lot of coloring, right? She's coloring in the lines and all that. And then Julie told me, and I had no idea this was true, that there's actually a sort of a movement of adults that are doing the same exact thing. I'm still thinking about that.
I can't believe you didn't know that, but yes, adult coloring books, that is a real thing.
Yeah, so adult coloring books. So Julie actually got herself an adult coloring book. So here's the visualization, okay? Well, arguably the best real estate coach in the country, sitting down with this tiny little cute three-year-old with their coloring books, and they're doing coloring together every night. That is what is happening in my house.
You should try it.
But, yeah, the point is, guys, is if you prune the weeds before they grow, which she's talking about, are real estate leads. What happens is if you allow people to enter into your life, sellers or buyers, and they're not motivated and they don't meet the criteria that you should be setting for someone to become one of your clients, you're going to absolutely positively burn yourself out because you're going to frustrate yourself. When you're working with an unmotivated, let's just say, seller, they're not going to price it right. They're going to be pains in the ass about allowing you to show up. They're not going to listen to the feedback. They're going to argue with you about the feedback. They are going to be absolutely positively miserable to deal with. And you'll have no one else but yourself to blame because you did not pre-qualify them. You'll try to blame the seller. You'll try to say that they're unreasonable. You'll try to say that they're just horrible things. But the truth is, again, had you asked all the right questions, you probably would have found that your worst customers are also the least motivated. So just avoid them. Remove the weeds from the garden before they start to grow and just focus on the best quality leads. Number two, make sure you are not the toxic person yourself. Monitor your complaint-o-meter. Are you the battery charger or battery drainer? What would people say? What do people say around you? Do you create problems, or do you just feel like you've? What is that, Julie?
Just to feel like you've negotiated. Do you create problems just to feel like you've negotiated? You know, this is an issue that we see more our clients and listeners complaining about other agents, but I think some of our listeners sometimes maybe fall into this. The deal is almost too easy. So you create, consciously or subconsciously, problems to feel like you've earned your commission. So the question is, are you part of the problem? Are you the toxic person? Monitor your complaint-o-meter. Are you a battery charger or a battery drainer? What would people around you say about you? Do they feel enlightened when they leave your presence, or do they feel drained like you sucked the life out of them because you just had to have the last word? Do you create problems just to feel like you've negotiated? This is all, you know, different parts of aspects of real estate we see this happen. Go ahead.
Well, so let's give them some specific things they can do to check themselves, right? Number one, guys, do you complain about anything? Now, I'm not saying that some things don't deserve to be complained about, But what I'm suggesting to you is with one complaint, you've actually screwed your mindset. When you just think about it. Don't think too much about it because I don't want you to experience it. But when you actually complain about anything, that opens the door for more complaints, doesn't it? It opens the door for you basically having a crappy mindset, doesn't it? When you are the complainer, you are absolutely poisoning yourself. But here's the other thing that's very fascinating. Do you find yourself being the person that people like to complain to? Or do you find that you're either the person who likes to spread gossip or the person that people like to gossip to? So let's combine all these thoughts. When you become the center for gossip, when you become the center of somebody basically who is an often complainer or who is readily welcoming hearing about other people's complaints, you literally have become a toxic person. You are the toxic person. Let's go to the gossip thing. Everyone likes to share gossip because what happens when you gossip, you get this little spark. That little spark is your ego. You know, people love to say, have you heard? Do you know? Have you read? Whatever. That little spark that you get from telling something to somebody that they don't already know is very destructive. It's destructive primarily for you, and it's destructive for the person you're talking to. So here would be a suggestion. If you suspect, not saying you are, if you suspect you're the toxic person or you have toxic person tendencies, just go cold turkey. Do not complain about anything. Write this down, guys. Do not complain about anything for the next 30 days at all. And do not gossip or welcome gossip in your life from anybody. If somebody comes to you wanting to tell you some gossipy thing, you must positively shut it down immediately. Say, sorry, I'm on a no gossip. This is a no gossip month. Just literally say it. You've gone gossip free. Tell them you gave it up for Lent. Doesn't matter. Just do it to protect yourself, to protect your mindset. Because remember what we suggested. This time of year, your mindset is critical. But also, for the most part, there's a lot of headwinds that are, and one of the headwinds being what's going on in your head. So put all these pieces together here, guys. Point number three, Julie.
Yes, one of our neighbors has a plaque in their front lawn that says, park gossip at the curb. So I always appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. That one snuck up on me. Point number three, stop having separate rules for different or unique situations. Just because someone's buying or selling at twice your average sale price or five times your average sale price doesn't automatically make them qualified. Some of the biggest mistakes that we see from our listeners when they write in and say, you won't believe what happened, is it goes back to, okay, you got the first call that you've ever had in your life for a $2 million buyer. So you hopped on it, you showed them right away, and then what do they say? They bought with somebody else. Well, did you pre-qualify them? Did you ask those questions? Or were you just so enamored with the price range that you skipped that step? And, of course, the agent always blames the buyer or the seller and always says that they were screwed. So stop having separate rules for unique or different situations. Just pre-qualify everybody all the time. Point number four, when you generate an abundance of business, you don't have to tolerate the toxic, unmotivated, overly pushy, disrespectful time vampires. How many times have you worked with toxic people because you just didn't have enough in your pipeline and figured, what the heck? I might as well work with them. It's all I've got. The more business you have, the less you'll say yes to questionable prospects. So if you guys are taking notes, and I know many of you are, just write down, when I generate an abundance of business, I don't have to tolerate the toxic. With enough abundance, you'll tolerate just about anything. I know all of you guys know that's the case because you've lived through that. So don't repeat that mistake. Make sense, Tim?
Well, but yeah, it does. And when you generate, you don't have to tolerate. That should be a tattoo, right? When you generate, you don't have to tolerate. When you generate your own leads, you don't have to tolerate. Those of you who are feeling a little like you've been burning it on both ends, it probably is coming from the fact that you have conditioned yourself to have to tolerate. Your life is about tolerating the lack of leads, the lack of abundance, the lack of money, the lack of freedom, the lack of well-being, the lack of having a – you guys can go on and on and on, can't you? It's because you don't tolerate. I know it sounds like an oversimplification, and I know you guys, some of you are skeptics. I mean, we have 154,000 listeners this month, so here's the thought for you. Regular listeners, that's pretty incredible, and thank you very much for helping us to become the number one real estate show out there for real estate agents. You know, our goal is to help it so you guys can understand that when you generate, you don't have to tolerate. So learn how to generate. Don't be one of these agents that enters into next year thinking that your business is going to just come by luck. or, you know, centers of influence and past clients, which is mostly luck, or it's going to come from, you know, buying buyer leads, or it's going to come from whatever other marketing thing. Don't think like that, guys. It's going to be much, much, much harder next year. And if you haven't noticed, the passive lead generation stuff isn't working like it was, say, 5 years ago. So the question is, why? Have you asked yourself that? Have you asked yourself why those online leads that you've been buying don't seem to be closing at the same rate? You know why? Because everyone is doing it. And so the companies that sell you guys the leads, they're selling those same leads to other agents. They're actually making it so it's oversaturated. That's kind of the marketing term for it. Oversaturated with agents. It used to be you'd buy one lead from a portal and that lead would go to you. Now that same lead, as you guys know, goes to multiple people. That sucks. So if you don't learn how to generate yourself, if you're going to stay dependent on all these people to feed you, you are going to have to tolerate Mickey Mouse and BS until the cows come home. Is that really what you want? Aren't you sick of that? So guys, that might be very well the one thing that you need to write down from so far from today's call, and we're going to carry it into tomorrow as well, today's radio show, is the simple fact that when you generate, you don't have to tolerate. Now, listen, here's another way you guys could generate and you no longer have to tolerate is, like I said, learn how to generate your own leads. Part of our coaching program is teaching you guys how to generate. There's a good, you know, solid 50 different sources of leads we share with you guys in the coaching program, Premier Coaching. But here's the number one thing we focus on, the things that are going to be the quickest to generate you listing and buyer leads that cost you nothing. I'm going to say that again. You do not have to buy leads. That's insanity. It really, truly is. You do not have to be one of these agents that essentially is worried about whether or not they're going to get a lead emailed or someone's going to leave a voicemail. You can actually be one of the top producing agents out there that takes the responsibility to go out and get their own business. It's not that difficult, and we've made it even easier for you. All of you guys need to write this in your notes and get this done. Get a copy of our book, The Real Estate Treasure Map, and we're going to give it to you, and I'll tell you how in a second. Get a copy of the book and get it completed. The completed version is essentially your business plan and your personal life plan for the next 12 months. It's a fill-in-the-blank type thing. Coaching clients, you need to listen to the audios. Julie and I did like 12 hours of the audios that literally walks you through every section in the Real Estate Treasure Map on how to complete it. But just by filling out the form that's right there on your iPhone, iPad, or your computer, name, email, phone number, we're going to email you those books. You can see the pictures of the books right down there. And we're also going to make it so you get a business consultation call with one of our new client enrollee specialists. And these folks are going to call you back, and they're going to answer all your questions that you have, obviously, about the coaching program, but they're also going to help you get started on the arithmetic portion of your real estate treasure map. The hardest part, they're going to basically do for you so you can know what essentially you have to have in terms of total contacts and total everything in order to have a fantastic year. And it's really going to, I think, for the most part, it's going to make it so you guys leave that call feeling a sense of relief. Now, the cool thing about Premier Coaching, it's only $99 a month. As a lot of you guys, like 99% of you guys, are using the lender we work with who's approved, pre-approved, every single one of you, to be in the program for $99 a month. There's no interest for the first 12 months, and this is a real-life coaching program, guys, which means you get a one-on-one coaching call per month with one of our coaches. In addition to that, you get two or three semi-private coaching calls per week, and then everything that's included in the coaching program, the scripts, the presentations, the pre-listing pack, there's literally, I don't even know, hundreds of documents, thousands of hours of audio training. You get that instantly as soon as you roll in the program. It's only $100 a month when you use the lender financing. Now, or if you don't want to use it, that's fine too. You can, you know, just pay for the whole thing. It's really a no-brainer. A lot of you are wondering, what am I going to do next year that's going to be different? How am I going to differentiate myself? How am I going to recreate the success I had this year? This is probably your answer. Take it seriously. At the very least, fill out that form and get a copy of that free book. Julie, next point?
Yes, point number 5. And gosh, I mean, so many coaching calls have sounded like this. Oh, I'm so sick of real estate. I'm so burned out. People are so mean. Point number 5, stop thinking real estate is full of toxic people or that it's just your business that has toxic types. It's not real estate. It's dealing with the public. Every business that's successful has toxic people slip under the radar from time to time. It's a numbers game. It's not real estate. It may be your business from time to time when you get several that slip past you at the same time. But ask yourself, when do I allow that to happen? Is it when I'm really busy? Is it when I'm tired? When I'm disorganized? I just all of a sudden, for some reason, stopped using my scripts? sometimes it is your business, but you can correct that, but don't think that it's only happening in real estate. So many of you guys get burned out and you think that it's about real estate, but it's any business is dealing with the public. All you have to do to know that is get on a plane, right? I always use the example, there's going to be some person whose suitcase is too big, who's not sitting down, who's not strapping themselves in, that's driving the flight attendants crazy. There's one in every crowd. It's not real estate. It's just people. It's okay. It's not you. So just realize that and stop hating real estate when you get burned out. It's not real estate. Point number six, appreciate difficult people for the light that they shine on your business. Cranky, particular, stressed out types are like heat-seeking missiles looking for the flaws in your system. Be grateful that they identify those issues for you and fix the flaws. I remember when we learned that, Tim, I used to get so frustrated that something would come up, and then, you know, somebody said to us early coaching, right? So embrace those difficult people because they're the ones that actually make your business better if you look at what they're pointing out, assuming that it makes sense and they're not just cranky jerks, right? A lot of them actually figure something out. You know what? Maybe your voicemail is full and you didn't realize it. Well, that's something you can fix, right? Maybe they should have been cranky because you did screw something up. So appreciate them and look at the bright side. They shine the light on your business. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys, listen, when you're going through this process with us, and maybe one thing we say will resonate with you, it'll be like an aha moment, and other things you will just be kind of writing down the notes and you want to think about something else. Don't let the something else make it so you forget the thing that actually resonated with you. Some of you guys do that, I know. Write things down, think about them, go back and maybe, you know, figure out how to apply it to your specific business and what the right moves and the wrong moves you're making right now. Go back and listen to past radio shows. You guys can just go to timandjulieharris.com or realestatecoachingradio.com, listen to past radio shows. There's like 500 on there. So just go and listen, get your education. This time of year is a great time to actually be honest with yourself. When you complete the real estate treasure map, you're going to write down the things that you know to be your strengths and the things that you suspect to be the areas you need to improve on, a.k.a. weaknesses, and then go, you know, as a student or non-student, you can just go and listen to radio shows and at least start getting on the right path to improving where you need to improve. Next point, Jules.
Next point is number seven. Focus on what's going right more than what's going wrong when you're dealing with these toxic types. Gratitude, grace, and giving will prevail when you focus on what you're here to give more than what's here to take. When someone slips through your filter but they're still your client, especially when you have them in contract, it is now your job to follow through for them. Be the solution, not a continuation of their problems. Get back to a place of being of service. Sometimes you have to get out of your own way, and this means setting your ego aside, simply doing your job. Your clients trust you to lead the way even if they don't verbalize this to you. They don't know how to ask for help. But you should know that they crave your leadership. Profit is the result of your leadership and skill. And when I was writing this point, Tim, I always used to remember how what a knockdown, drag out, either the price reduction or negotiating something they didn't want to take would be. And you always felt like they kind of were throwing darts at your picture. But then they would hug you at closing and thank you for getting the job done. So sometimes we lose sight of that because for most people, real estate is, if not the most stressful thing they've ever done in their life, it's up there in the top five. So we can't lose sight of that. Profit is the result of leadership and skill. So if you get somebody that comes through here, maybe they presented great and they turned on you while they were pending because they're stressed out. Your job is to take that deal home and do the best job for them. Don't be surprised when you get a thank you card in the mail.
So Julie and I are going to round the bend for today's show, but here's your takeaway. Here's your homework. You do have a solid 2 months left this year. Don't let that 2 months go by you. Don't be one of these agents that makes the mistake of saying, well, I'll just start it again next year. That is the number one biggest reason that agents struggle. That will lead directly to you having a slow start next year and then basically not having any paychecks until late spring and late summer. If you are living that life right now and you have in years past, and one of your biggest complaints, and we hear it from you guys all the time before you become coaching clients, is the ups and downs in your income, I just told you why you're experiencing that. So now that you know it's a choice, in other words, you can choose not to have ups and downs in your income anymore by simply deciding to drill down and work and stay focused, not like, you know, I'm not asking you to work 80 hours a week during the holidays. I'm not suggesting that. But what I am suggesting is that you do schedule out the days you're going to be working, and the days you're going to be working, you actually work. Oh, Tim, what am I supposed to be doing? That's what the 90-Day Massive Action Plan is about. Coaching clients, listen, get into the website, the Harris Learning, you know, the portal, the student portal. Get in there. And I want you guys to download the 90-Day Massive Action Plan. If you're not sure what you should do, it's all there. Just do it. Just complete it. Just follow it, and you will feel so much happier in January. You got to start taking care of yourselves. You know, think 3 or 4 months ahead, guys. Start preparing yourself. Work when the other agents won't work. Go after listings. Look, I know you're going to start experiencing holiday objections. Coaching clients, we give you tons of ways to overcome the objections, but yeah, some of them are unsolvable because the people have just decided they don't want to be inconvenienced during the holidays. Fine. At least try to get them to commit to you either in writing or verbally so that come next year, early next year, like January 1st, you've got a ready-to-go listing. Do not coast. All your centers of influence and past clients, all that's part of your 90-day massive action plan. Get in there. Take this seriously. Stay focused. Hey, guys, listen. We are living and breathing today of doing what you didn't want to do when you didn't want to do it at the highest level because both of us probably have strep throat. Julie does. I probably do too. But we did it. We didn't feel like doing
it. We did it. Yay. We made it.
But we did
it,
right?
That's
what Julie would say. So we did it. You guys got to do it too. This is what makes the difference. This is what, over time, the accumulation effect of doing this matters. We did this, and our sole motivation was, you know, we could have run a replay. Most of you guys wouldn't even know the difference. Truthfully, we have 500-600 shows. But we wanted to do the show live today because we know what a critical time of year this is for all of you. We owe it to you guys, 150-some thousand-plus of you who have come to rely on us for your real estate education, your motivation. And we know that you guys need this extra boost this time of year. We're not going to let you down. So ask for help when you need it, Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. And if you've not yet done so, request your no obligation, no charge business obligation or business planning free coaching call by simply filling out that form. And when you do, we're going to give you all those books at absolutely no charge. Guys, listen, take this stuff seriously. Drill down. Do not let this get by you in any way. And the next year will be your best year ever. Doesn't matter who the president is. Doesn't matter what the interest rates are. Doesn't matter what the economy is doing. It won't matter because you're going to live independently and your success will be independent of all the crap that usually weighs you down or has weighed you down in the past. Allow yourself the luxury of being back in control of the direction of your life. If you need us for anything at any time, please reach out to us. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.